Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Monday, December 28, 2015. Two Palestinian men die in Gaza and in the West Bank. Army invades homes and kidnaps civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources said on Monday that a Palestinian man died of wounds suffered several days ago after Israeli soldiers shot him while working on his land near the Gaza-Israeli borders. Yusuf Al-Buhiri, 48, from Al-Maghazi refugee camp in central Gaza, died of very serious wounds he suffered on Friday while working in his farmland. He was injured after Israeli soldiers stationed across the border fence opened fire on several farmers working on their lands close to the border fence. On Sunday late night, a fighter from Al-Qassam Brigades of Hamas also died when a siege-busting tunnel collapsed, burying him under the rubble. Al-Qassam said Abdul Rahman Al-Mubashir was one of its senior field leaders in Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Elsewhere, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday at dawn the Calanda refugee camp north of occupied Jerusalem, kidnapped three Palestinians and injured two others. The soldiers smashed the doors of many homes and ransacked the properties, causing excessive damage. The army also invaded several stores in the refugee camp after breaking into them and searched them. The invasion led to clashes with dozens of local youth who hurled stones and empty bottles on the soldiers, while the army fired several live rounds, wounding two Palestinians. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday at dawn several neighborhoods in the northern West Bank city of Nablus, searched homes and kidnapped three young Palestinian men. Late on Sunday night, several Israeli military vehicles invaded the town of Azzoun east of the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya, clashed with local youth and injured dozens, including three with rubber-coated steel bullets. The Palestinian Red Crescent, PRS, in Qalqilya said that medics provided treatment to three Palestinians who were shot with rubber-coated steel bullets while scores of residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 28, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jordan Shmawi, Ami, Ghassan, Badnoura.